Mrs. Bargrave answered the knock at her front door, half expecting a delivery of some kind, but it wasn't. Instead, it was a face she hadn't seen in years. Before she'd moved to Canterbury in 1703, she had called Dover her home, and during her time there, she had become quite friendly with another woman in her neighborhood, a Mrs. Veal. They had been close friends, spending much of their time together, but had lost touch when Bargrave moved away. That's not unusual for the time. In the pre-internet era, it was a lot more difficult to maintain long-distance relationships. So the two women lost touch and fell apart, however innocent the breakup might have been. Yet here, arriving on her front steps just as her clock struck noon, stood Mrs. Veal herself. It was quite a surprise. So the two settled into conversation in the sitting room. They talked about life, about changes, about new developments that the other woman would find interesting. The entire time, though, Bargrave kept leaning forward to feel the fabric of her friend's dress. It was brand new, made of a lovely silk, and very pleasing to the touch. Veal told her, almost casually, that the secret was to heavily wash the silk first, which gave it a scoured texture. Mrs. Veal informed her friend that she had stopped by because she was about to embark on a long journey, and she wished to restore her friendship before doing so. And this was shocking news because Veal rarely traveled. She was severely epileptic, and as a result, she spent much of her time in the care of her brother, who wouldn't permit her to travel alone. Maybe Bargrave looked at her friend in a quizzical way. Maybe she actually asked her straight up. Either way, the conversation turned to Veal's health. The visitor wondered whether she looked more or less healthy than she had nearly 3 years before, and according to Bargrave, her friend had visibly improved. Next, they moved on to family. Bargrave had a daughter, and Veal asked to see her and say hello, so Bargrave left the room to fetch her. A few moments later, she returned empty-handed and was apologizing for that as she stepped through the doorway. She stopped, though, when she saw her friend walking toward the front door. It was 1:45 in the afternoon. Their visit had taken less than 2 hours, but now Mrs. Veal suddenly had to leave. So they said their goodbyes as they walked outside, and then Bargrave watched the other woman as she made her way down the length of the street. And then she was gone. On September 10th of 1705, just 2 days after that unexpected visit, Bargrave went to visit another couple in the area. The Watsons were also old friends, but they were also relatives of Mrs. Veal. They welcomed her inside, made small talk, and then Bargrave asked about Veal. The couple glanced nervously at each other, and there was more than a bit of sadness in their expressions. And then Mrs. Watson spoke up. "Your timing is unfortunate," she said. "Your Mrs. Veal recently passed away, just 3 days ago, at noon on Friday, in fact. I'm sorry to have to tell you." Bargrave was taken aback. "That can't be," she told them. And then she described the visit Veal had paid her just 2 days earlier, the day after she was supposed to have passed away. To help give her experience something concrete to hang on, she mentioned the new dress that Veal had been wearing. "Oh yes," Mrs. Watson said at the mention of it. "I knew that dress well. In fact, I helped her make it." And then, leaning forward slightly, Mrs. Watson added one new detail. "No one knows this," she said, "but that silk was special. She and I washed it very heavily many times, giving it a wonderful, scoured texture."